Hi guys, Wicked the Musical is in Singapore and we're here to take you behind the scenes to see the magic behind the Emerald Curtain.
Hi!
Hi Zoe and hi Courtney. Thank you for having me. Let's go backstage, do a little tour.
Let's do it!
This is my fight broom, or what we call my fight broom. There's a scene in Act 2 that Courtney and I do, and we use this one because it's the lightest and I can throw it and it won't get ruined, or not too harm. And we've got one of my witch's hats. Fun fact, I actually have 3 different hats throughout the show. This is for all of my fight scenes where it kind of gets pulled off my head and thrown around a little bit, and then I've got one with a microphone in it as well.
And what do we have over here?
Well, we have Glinda's luggage, which is what I kind of arrive in on for shiz. So after the opening, I have a very, very quick change, and then I'm climbing recklessly up here onto my beautiful luggage, and then I come out singing some opera. So I'm sure everyone has one bag, but I have about 10.
So what's something unexpected or funny that happens backstage that the audience may or may not know about?
There's a lot that happens backstage. But Zoe and I have a little moment before we bow just behind the clock face where we kind of often are dancing, and then as soon as the clock opens, we're very serious. So this is Glinda's bed. This happens in the popular bedroom scene, which is their dorm room. So we obviously have very different bed designs. There's a lipstick, which I put on Elphaba, blah, blah, blah. And also my training wand. I'm not very good at using, obviously, and I don't have very good magic. But yeah, this is really cool. Sometimes I can't find it, and it's a bit of a scurry, so that's quite embarrassing.
And this is the iconic bubble flight contraption. Could you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so this is Glinda's bubble. It's actually, the design is like a clock, kind of with the theme of the show. It goes very high. I go all the way up above that black curtains. I'm clipped on, and you'll see the little bubble machines here. That's where all the bubbles come out onto the ensemble. And there's a few that get into my eyes sometimes when I'm singing. So I actually pop them. But it's really cool when I go up the bubble. It's like a mirror, and I can see a reflection of me as Glinda in the bubble, which is really strange.
We are so excited to have you at the wonderful Land of Oz today. We thought, together with our beautiful ensemble, we would put you into one of the numbers from the show called One Short Day.
Can't be a true Aussiean without a pair of these.
Of course. Yay! Places, everyone!
So this is the giant Oz head. It is actually one of the set's biggest pieces, and it's the face of the character Wizard of Oz. And today I'm going to be trying to operate it.
So you just bring it down. I can bring it down for you if you want to feel the weight of that, just checking it out beforehand. It does take a bit of practice to get the hang of it. So this one's for the eyes. So as you swivel that, it moves his eyes left and right. You squeeze that lever, it makes his eyes blink. And then up here will be the mouth, so every time he talks I have to squeeze and also animate his face. So, and then right down here is the eyebrow petals. It's a lot of fun once you kind of get the strength to play around with it, but it does take a bit of working up. We'll expect to leave the season this arm half bigger than this one, but yeah.
Of course, Elphaba, and as the Wicked Witch of the West would say, I feel wicked.